You see, this pastime is so deep and powerful. I'm really not qualified to say anything about it. This was when Shyam Sundar saw the incredible pain that Radharani felt, even in his presence. It was from here he decided that he would have to leave. The day after this pastime is when Akrura comes. Actually, where we were sitting at Kedarvan, just a few, maybe even just 2 kilometers from there, there's a place called Bijwari. Bijwari. That is where the gopis stopped Akrura, or actually attempted to stop Akrura. And then Akrura left on his way. They all fell down like thunderbolts. All these golden gopis were just lying here. They looked like thunderbolts had fallen on the ground. Different from, you know, Bijli, it has gradually become Bijwari. So we were just saying, this is one of the last pastimes that take place in Braj here. And Maharaj so very sweetly described this pastime. And our Raghunath Das Goswami, in his 108 names of Srimati Radharani, he's given one name that's so amazing. He says, Karuna Vidrava Deha. Karuna Vidravad Deha. Karuna, you know, compassion. Maharaj was describing that wonderful compassion of Srimati Radhika. Vidravad means to melt. Now, ordinary living entities, their hearts melt with compassion. But Raghunath Das says, Deha. Radharani's whole transcendental form melts with compassion. Ordinary living in their hearts, but Radharani's whole transcendental form melts with compassion. Therefore, we see in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that incredible compassion on all of us fallen souls. We have no way to understand this fact. We're talking all these words, prema vaichichya, we have no idea what it means. Maybe millions of lifetimes we'll understand something about it. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful to us. He's that melted compassion of Srimati Radhika. Little drops of that compassion Srila Prabhupada has kept inside his books. Sometimes it's described like dropping bombs, but I rather feel it's like Prabhupada has taken that melted drops of Radharani's compassion, put it in his books, and our devotees are running here and there all over the planet, sprinkling Radharani's melted compassion over all the living beings. So powerful. We're hearing during Prabhupada's festival how so many people, just by coming in contact with Prabhupada's books, they became devotees. Even I have that letter where Prabhupada said, if you even touch our book, their life will be changed. I got that letter one day in the mail. I read it in the morning. The Prabhupada said, even if they just touch, they don't have to read, just touch the book. So one devotee went out and he was distributing. And those days we used to give out incense. Nobody's going to buy a book. So we used to give out incense and then we'd give them a magazine, you know, or a book or something. So the fellow gave a donation. He handed me a book. He said, no, I just like you guys. You take the I don't need your book. He said, no, take it. He said, no, I don't want your book. I just like you guys. He said, well, touch it. Guy looked at him. What are you talking? Anyway, so he touched the book. He took 3 steps. He turned around. He said, give me that book. So these books, they're the melted compassion of Srimati Radharani. Devotees are running all over the world, sprinkling little sprays, little drops, this melted compassion of Radharani. That's why this book distribution is so important. So here in this place, we're just melting with Radharani's compassion. We should pray somehow or other. We can become instruments to give pleasure to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada wants these books distributed. So whatever is desire of the pure devotee, Krishna wants to fulfill that desire. We just want to become the instrument to help Krishna somehow or other give pleasure to his pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada, and distribute this compassion of Srimati Radharani to everyone on this planet. Hare Krishna.
Jai Jai Shri.